Is APUC online?
No, they're not.
Okay.
I know you requested to hear them, but they're, I have online Alaska Telephone, GCI, and Matsu, whatever that is, MTA.
You know, my, and I'll just make it clear, is I oppose the bill, but one of the things, you know, if we can get some answers, is basically what position they have on this piece of legislation as amended. You know, what action has APUC taken on my concerns regarding rural exemption issued as it relates to Fairbanks and Juneau? And basically that, and as stated, is we all talk about the telephone universal service. What policy does this bill play on that policy? And then the question has to go is, what is the telephone rates? What effect does this bill have on telephone rates, whether you live in Matsu, whether you live in Kenai, or in rural Alaska? And that's the basis of my question. And I'm not here to hold up the bill, Mr. Chairman. I'm just asking, you know, I was hoping that APUC would have a chance to look at that.
Senator Kelly.
Mr. Chairman, the APUC has been neutral on this bill. They have not supported it nor opposed it. The impact on rates was discussed a little earlier regarding universal services.
Right.
And the if you want to discuss what will happen to rates in the new competitive environment, this is a policy statement that says that we believe that competition will provide better services and lower rates. And we believe that that is not a policy call that the APUC is capable of making.
Then, Mr. Chairman,
Senator Adams,
then if statements like competition is willing to be in telephone, then if GCI willing to have competition in cable TV in Fairbanks and Juneau also, then to have lower rates?
I'm sure they would be.
I don't know. I don't have a table.
I hear what you're saying.
If I ever do, I'd gladly.
Other discussion on the bill? Is anyone, well, let's see. I'm ready to move the bill unless somebody wishes to have me hold it.
Chairman, I would move CF Senate Bill number 52, version G, as amended with accompanying fiscal notes. From committee with individual recommendations.
Mr. Chairman, I will object, and I have stated those objections.
Okay. And Senator Adams, I think Senator Kelly tried his best to answer those questions. Some of those would just take time to work its way through. I don't know if there is a clear answer to what rates are going to be or what other things are going to be. It's something that just can't be achieved now. I believe that you know, the impacts of rural Alaska most of them are exempt by the 25,000 hookup number, so that's a pretty relatively large size community, which I'm not sure would fit under the definition of rural if they had 25,000 hookup lines there. I don't want to hold the bill just for APUC to come tell us what we already know that's in the bill. Senator Green.
I find it ironic and somewhat frustrating that we have a bill such as this because we don't trust APUC to do what we think they should do or to do the right thing, and yet we rely on APUC to make the determination in 2+ years as to what the future of will be. And so we either have to rely on or we don't.
I understand the frustration. We have to give them a poke every now and then to wake them up.
We'll send them a letter.
We are in the form of Senate Bill 52.
But let's not send them a bill. Let's
okay, there's a motion to move Senate Bill 52 out of committee with the CS for Senate Bill 52 out of committee with individual recommendations. Is there objection? Or is the next objection maintained? Roll call, please.
Senator Wilkins?
Yes.
Senator Adams?
No.
Senator Kelly?
Yes.
Senator Green?
Yes.
Senator Phillips?
No.
Senator Donnelly?
Yes.
Senator Beeman?
Yes.
Yes. So by 6-3, Senate Bill 52 moves from committee with individual recommendation and accompanying fiscal note. If everyone would stay so we can sign the report before you take off. Tomorrow we start at 9 a.m. We do have operating budget appropriations in front of us, both Senate Bill 30 and House Bill 50, Senate Bill 31 and House Bill 51 dealing with mental health appropriations. So the fun has just begun. Senator Adams.
When would you like amendments, Mr. Chairman, on the agency budget that's coming?
Senator Parnell?
On Friday, Senator Adams.
Yes, thank you.
We should have all the agencies closed out by tomorrow. Public hearing on the budget is going to be Thursday evening. Amendments hopefully will be in my office by 5 p.m. on Friday, and we'll then take up the amendments to the agencies on Monday and maybe Tuesday.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Anything else to come for the committee? If not, we'll stand adjourned until 9 a.m. tomorrow.